It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Jonathan Charles.
And welcome to the show, Vinyl Lovers. Today we have the sound of protest.
Show.
What a start to the show. A hugely energetic band, The Clash. First, they were Rocking the Casbah, and that got to number 30 in the UK chart in 1982. Then it was White Man in Hammersmith Palais from 1978. What do those songs have in common? They're both protest songs, and we'll be explaining why, as that's the theme of today's show. As ever, we're here surrounded by 7 and 12-inch vinyl records, and I'm also joined by my young son, Max. Those Clash tracks crackle with energy, Max.
Yeah, I mean, I quite like that first one. I'm pretty sure
Rock the Casbah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've heard it before. I quite like the story to it, though, the whole fact that they couldn't play Western music in Arab countries and this protest song against it.
So all the records on today's show are protest songs, a very rich musical genre, Max. Rock the Casbah is a protest song, as you say. It was about Arab countries which tried to stop the playing of Western rock music, and it tells the story as a sort of fable.
Yes, it's also quite entertaining, because when doing this, I watched the music video, and it's very funny. I mean, The Clash really are comedians.
They really had a great sense of humour, on that music video, they have someone dressed up as an Arab ruler, don't they? And they reenact the whole story.
Yeah.
Joe Strummer was very, very innovative. He was the lead singer of The Clash.
Yeah, I suppose, well, when you have that sort of sense of humour, innovation sort of comes with it.
And then we heard White Man in Hammersmith Palais. That's also a protest song. It's about social tensions in Britain at the time, in the 1970s. And it calls for unity between black and white youths.
Yeah, well, once again, it was quite an interesting song. I quite like the lyrics.
The lyrics are really about going to a concert at the Hammersmith Palais, which was a reggae concert, I think, and seeing everybody coming together, black and white youths, and saying that's what should happen around the United Kingdom.
Exactly. And when you have something like that, a good song normally has to come with it, and it did.
A lot of the songs from The Clash are about social issues. What I like about those two tracks, like many of their songs, is that they're big in every way, aren't they? They have a very big sound.
I quite like that guitar, that very rock feeling that you get. You start listening to it and you say, oh yeah, that's The Clash.
They're very good at hooking you in with the first few bars, aren't they?
Yeah, they always are. That's, I suppose, as I said, it's a sort of Clash statement.
I always think it fills the room, the sound.
And when it fills the room, it creates this really powerful sound that everyone wants to listen to, and it brings people together.
Well, The Clash were very innovative, fusing punk music with reggae to make a political point, a style they often discussed with other bands at the time, like the Sex Pistols. Joe Strummer of The Clash talked about the approach in an interview at the time.
Well, I found it quite a hard step going from R&B into that deep reggae style. But once it was under your skin, it became almost a passion. And we used to discuss this with Johnny Rotten, that it was, because everyone was really into reggae, especially Rotten most of all, Paul Simonon. And it was considered, you know, a little bit naff if you're trying to copy that style. But I think we did it in a way that was, we lent something of our own to it.
Just the way it is.
got a little more, but it only goes so far. There's a lot of change in others' mind when all it sees is the hiring time. There's the light on the carbine. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. That's just the way.
Top of the charts in many countries, including the United States, a top 20 hit in the UK for Bruce Hornsby and the Range in 1986. And that's also a protest song. That's what we're featuring on today's show. I really love the piano playing on that, Max.
You know, I think that might be actually one of my favourite tracks we've ever played on this podcast.
Wow, that's quite something to say that.
It's really beautiful. It just feels incredible, especially the piano playing, as you said. And it seems like he's a great singer, too.
What do you think elevates it above many other songs?
Well, obviously the piano. I mean, it feels like Billy Joel. Just also, it's a Steinway, which makes it automatically better.
Yeah, Steinway's a very good piano. Now, if you listen to the lyrics, Max, it's a protest song about the divide between rich and poor, about mass unemployment.
I know, I noticed with some lyrics, for example, waiting for the welfare dime.
Yes, which means waiting for your unemployment benefit in the United States.
Exactly. So you really feel with that track how much of a protest it is against the high unemployment rates.
Well, it was written at a time when unemployment was very high in the United States in the mid-1980s during the Ronald Reagan period as president, when lots of companies closed down. America was changing. Factories were closing.
Yes, it's like I watched this movie recently called Nomadland, and they lived in this factory town at the beginning of the film and it shut down and everyone moved out.
Well, that was happening a lot in the United States. In fact, Billy Joel also wrote a song about it, Allentown, which was about something very similar, what happens when major economic change happens.
You can really tell how emotional this is to singers, can't you?
He sounds quite emotional, and Bruce Hornsby sings in his lyrics, that's just the way it is. He suggests too many people just accept the problems as a fact of life.
Well, Bruce Hornsby, as I said, I'm probably going to look into him, hear a little bit more of his tracks. So, of course, I'm going to download it, have it on my phone, listen to it occasionally.
And he also urges people to act to change things rather than waiting for something to happen.
Yes, and I mean, urging people to change is what today's programme really is about.
Yeah, because that's about protest songs, isn't it? We are focusing on protest songs on today's show. The definition of a protest song is one that's often associated with a movement for social change. And they go back a long way in history, Max. As long as there have been protests, there have been songs about them.
Great hearing all these singers standing up for what they believe.
Well, you know, Max, you can go back 600, 700, 800 years and find music that was written for protest.
I'm trying to think about examples that far back. I can't really, though.
We'll have to try and find some 800-year-old records to play on the show.
It's not like Nostradamus made his new single something or other.
Well, we've got a lot more protest songs to come, and Max, you're going to be back later with one of them. Now, though, it's the part of the show where we get you on your feet dancing, some disco on vinyl, and all focus on protest.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Disco! Action! We'll be right back.
jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skip the life and dango. A silk on print to seem to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she can tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so ditty, she had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night, can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation, can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Me on King Kong, standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Go to school, cause the teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool, and all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie, and run with the creeps, cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They push that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game, stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song, cause deep hate, the places you play and where you stay, looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you wanna grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got
sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man. Yo, what's up, money?
Yo.
And where's Bill and Raheem, man?
Hey, upstairs, cooling up.
So what's up for tonight, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to Fever, man.
Let's go check out Junebug, man.
Hey, yo, you know that girl, Betty?
Yeah, man.
My mom's got balls, man.
Not
what?
Again, man.
She got hurt.
Look at this happening. What the hell? What's
going on? Freeze. Don't nobody move nothing. Y'all know what this is. Get him up.
What?
Get him up.
Yo, man, we down with Grandmaster the Flash and the Furious Five.
On the Sugar Hill record label, one of the earliest hip-hop records, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. They took the message to number 8 in the UK in 1982. The song is protesting against the stress of inner-city poverty. Grandmaster Flash led the group formed in the rough South Bronx district of New York. Now, here's a protest song. The Specials were calling on South Africa's then apartheid government to free Nelson Mandela.
Bye.
music just for you, Jonathan Charles.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Great Bob Marley, Get Up, Stand Up for Your Rights, a song he wrote after being moved by the sight of people living in poverty while he was visiting Haiti. And by the way, that was the last song he ever performed live on stage.
Good.
The ultimate protest song against war. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. So sang Edwin Starr in 1970. A number one in America, did pretty well in the UK too. And it was clearly written about the Vietnam War, which was happening at the time. Max is going to be back here shortly with one of our protest song artists. But first, it's the triple play and all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown. Sha-na-na-na. 1971.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love in here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality,
sister.
Talk to me,
sister.
So you can see,
sister.
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh,
right on. Right on.
Cause our hair is wrong. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way
bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it loud and pick it sound. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me so you can see what's going on.
1998.
Was our vinyl countdown triple play on protest songs. First, we had Marvin Gaye with What's Going On, was written by a member of the Four Tops after he witnessed police brutality against anti-war activists. And then we heard Peter Gabriel with another song about war, highlighting nationalism. His record company didn't actually like Games Without Frontiers. That is, until it became a big hit. Funny that. Finally, we had If You Tolerate This, Your Children Will Be Next, a song about not being complacent about politics and what's going on around you. That was from the Manic Street Preachers. Max is back, and Max, you've been finding out some more about the Manics.
If You Tolerate This, Your Children Will Be Next got to number one in the UK chart. The Manic Street Preachers were a Welsh alternative rock band. The song's theme was inspired by Welsh volunteers who fought in the left-wing international brigades in the Spanish Civil War. The song takes its name from a propaganda poster from a war showing a young child who was killed by a plane dropping a bomb. The song was also a call to young people not to take for granted what was happening around them. They should get involved in politics and stand up for what's important.
Yes, that was the message from that song. I think that song's great, well put together musically, but with a real point to it, just what a protest song should be.
Exactly. I mean, this one's really quite an interesting one as well, because of a Spanish Civil War and the motive that got the Manic Street Preachers to sing it.
It's quite interesting, you know, why would you start with thinking, I'm going to write a song about the Spanish Civil War? It's not obvious that that's going to be a pop hit, is it?
I know. I mean, it's quite crazy, isn't it?
But it shows if you put a really good tune to lyrics that are important, you can really catch people's imagination.
Yeah, I'm also surprised that the record label didn't mind.
Yeah, I'm not sure, again, you know, often with protest songs, record labels are not very keen at the beginning, but then they suddenly realise, wow, that song's really taking off on the radio and with
like
the audience.
I feel like it's more that, wow, that song's really profitable.
Well, I think that's probably in the end for record labels, that's probably true. So we've had a lot of protest songs on the show, Max, all different, but all about storytelling.
Yeah, and I mean, that's really what's special about this, isn't it? How we're all telling stories about what's happened and to stand up.
I really like storytelling songs as well, because they keep you going all the way through the song and you want to hear how the story turns out.
Yeah, it's a bit like a ballad, except it's about something true in this case, which I'd like even more.
Often protest songs are ballads, actually, interestingly enough.
Yeah, it's like how I basically never read fiction.
They're factual content to a song.
Yep, and I love that.
So we've got one more song to come. Get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you.
You can do that by following us on Instagram and Twitter. On Instagram, we're at Vinyl Countdown Podcast, and on Twitter, we're at Vinyl Countdown 10.
We certainly are. We want to hear from you.
We desperately do.
And we play out with one last protest song, and it was all about unemployment in Britain when Margaret Thatcher was Prime Minister. It's UB40 with 1 in 10. See you next time with another box full of great vinyl.
Bye.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.